You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There's concert psyching rock all over the place, but we're focused heavily on the U-Fest. I have a lot of people who said they got through today, so hopefully it's you that Toledo tries to call in a little while and let you know that you've qualified for U-Fest and Doug Hopkins $5,000 next week, right there on stage with the glorious U-Fest promo team, me, TV's Doug Hopkins, and a check for $5,000. How about them apples? Easy enough. It's time now to be entertained. It's the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Like I told you yesterday, you want to hop in there and get the best training you've ever had, the most interesting training you've ever had. It's easier than ever to do, especially with their seminars coming up and the offer they've got right now. You go over there to ReactDefense.com and get on that seminar that's coming up in June for the weapons defense, which we went through some of that yesterday with some knife stuff. It was outstanding. Ran that 21-foot rule again yesterday. Eye-opening, crazy eye-opening stuff. There was a guy there yesterday who watched the 21-foot rule and said, I've done a lot of training in my life, military and otherwise. Sign me up. And all he was there to do was just kind of monitor. He signed up immediately. For $199, you get in on that weapons defense seminar, and you get a month of training. That cost is unreal. And again, you're not going to get personal training for that cost for a month of activity and a seminar that comes in there and changes your world in the first place. So hop aboard right now. It's easier than ever to be part of making yourself a little bit smarter and a little bit stronger and a little bit better. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
A producer named Carol Baum said she doesn't like Sydney Sweeney. And she says she's basically, I don't think she's really pretty or talented.
Yeah.
Her, Sydney Sweeney's agent, basically her rep, called her back and said it's sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman.
Right. Well, you can't say everybody's so fragile that you're not allowed to not like someone.
Yeah.
She is totally allowed to say Sydney Sweeney is not good looking and not talented. Some of Sydney Sweeney's movies would argue her point very well.
Yeah.
Especially the one that's on Netflix right now where when Sydney Sweeney's standing in a bikini on the promo picture, plot might be a little thin, but I'm still looking because she's got a great body. But is she stunning? She's pretty enough, but is she, is that leading her through the primrose path of stardom because she's so talented? So far, no, she's okay.
Carol walks back her statements saying she wishes she never said them. And it's not her style.
Right, but she said it.
But she still means it.
Yeah, actually. Right. Yeah,
she didn't say she didn't mean it, but.
That stuff's it's so garbage to me. It's just like, you know what? I'm sorry that it offends people that I don't like something you like. Why are you so fragile that when someone says, I don't agree with it, it somehow negates what you think? If I like a movie and Brady doesn't, it doesn't make me mad because I know I feel the way I feel. If you like something, that should be enough for you. If Toledo goes, you're stupid, that's dumb. You know, well, they like it. There's nothing we can do about it. Nickelback. I admire Nickelback fans. All the people that told them, that's stupid. You're gay. Yeah, but I like it. So your opinion won't sway mine just because of calling me names. John Gordon likes some of the dumbest stuff in the world. He actually liked the L.A. Guns show that was here a few weeks ago, which might as well have been just people farting into cotton balls. And he thought it was great. I didn't. He walked away going, I still liked it. And I walked away going, John Gordon's a moron. And we're still pals.
Well, you were until this.
No, he's an idiot. He knows.
The latest on The Golden Bachelor is they're saying Jerry Turner and his wife at the time, Teresa, they were looking for a house. Well, during The Bachelor, when he finally picked her, they said some people that watched it said you could really see him change when he found out she came into some money from the stock market.
Oh, no kidding.
And then when they were buying the house together, when they're going to go over all the paperwork and all that, she discovered he had some financial problems.
Yeah, he wasn't in great shape.
And she said, I'm backing out of the deal. That's the rumor.
Well, that's a relationship where something is revealed where it's like, oh, you're broke and I've got money and I'm 70 and you're 70. This isn't going to go right. No 70-year-old wants to start handing half over to somebody they just met. Unless you're the flag lady over at Dimebag.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
There's a fake AI trailer titled Bond 26. Henry Cavill is James Bond and Margot Robbie as Bond girl. It's already gotten 2.4 million views. It's pretty solid. You can see Henry Cavill being the Bond because earlier in the week it was announced the latest rumor that Aaron Taylor Johnson would be the next Bond. But you see that trailer?
It makes people upset, but it is, along with Star Wars, sorry, John, the Bond series is probably one of the most overrated series in film history. There's a lot more bad than there is good in that series.
Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of 2024 includes your girl, Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Top five.
Doesn't have the order.
Top five.
No, but...
Top five.
And Axl Rose has launched his own personal website, theofficialaxlrose.com. Events,
finally,
recipes.
Yeah. A website.
You go on that website.
How do I get to one of those? What year is Axl?
WWW.
Yeah.
Well,
you should see it.
Which stands for World Wide Web, evidently. Wow, Axel's got a website.
Yeah.
I built one of those in 1999 when I went to Borders Books and got dummy website building software.
Then we can put our pictures up and talk to our families.
Oh, that's neat.
I think maybe that's the whole point. He actually did it.
No, he's proud.
He went to GoDaddy, got the whole thing set up.
Cost him a few bucks, but he got it done. Good for you, Axel. It's the Chinese democracy of websites. It took way too long to finally happen. That's probably not going to be worth it. What am I going to learn from Axl Rose's website I don't already know? Was it recipes or what's he putting on?
Almost. It does have a little thing where you click on things. You do home, story, events, bake sale.
Well, I am curious now if Axel's having some sort of a estate sale that he's got to let us know.
Getting rid of some patio furniture this week if you guys want to pop over. Restoration Hardware. It's good.
Wow. Okay. What's he going to put on his website? What's he planning, John Gordon? You know. All right.
Could be therapy stuff, too.
Ugh.
Chinese fascism?
What?
The next
Oh,
album.
I see. Another album he's trying to promote. Yeah. Well, that could be done.
It's the only one I can.
Just by the internet. All right. I'm confused. All right. That felt oddly like it was 1998 for a second, but Axel's got a website he's proud of. That's it for us. You have anywhere to go to, Brett, today?
No, I'm good today.
Good. Right.
Sure?
Yeah, good today.
He's got some things to do.
Watch the news.
There'll be nothing happening.
Watch the news. I guarantee you by Sunday.
Any day that ends in a Y, there's always a murder, a stabbing on the avenues.
Worst alibi.
No,
oh, so it's a stabbing.
True.
So it's a stabbing?
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything.
You're worse. You're worse than this guy. I watched a murder show the other day where a kid was in, he's in the investigation room. They're talking to him and they're like, so tell us what happened. He goes, I don't know who you're talking about. And they give the name of the lady. He's like, he goes, I'm not even familiar with who that is. I don't know what you're talking about. Were you at this part? I don't know what you're saying. So you don't know anything about this person? No. What do you think she's saying about you in her hospital bed? And he goes, she lived? And they're like, we got you, kid. It was brutally bad. That's you.
Amateurs.
There's always people getting stabbed in the neck
with
a 6-inch knife on the west side.
That's amateur.
You gave it all away. So it was a stabbing, Brett already said.
I didn't say nothing.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say nothing.
And that carpet roll will be coming.
For the record, in the artist category, your girl is on top.
She's number one.
According to Time.
Over Tay Tay?
I don't know if Tay Tay's on the list.
Yeah, she's not influential. She's boring. He was getting it done. All right, that's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. Larry's back. He's going to take care of you from here on out. So, we're done. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One last chance to qualify for that dough. Have a lovely Thursday. So long!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.3.